Welcome to the PAC Football Report for September 8, 2012. I'm Joe Onderko. This week, we'll take a quick look back at the opening weekend of action in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing this Saturday's games. PAC teams were 3-6 overall on September 1, with four teams dropping games by 6 points or less. Winners included Washington and Jefferson, which survived a heat index of 108 to win at Methodist 23-6. Waynesburg came from behind to post a 34-23 victory at Muskingum, while Westminster blanked Hiram at home 28-0. In the highest scoring game in school history, Geneva dropped a 56-53 shootout at Frostburg State. Defending PAC champion Thomas More was edged 13-7 in overtime at St. John Fisher in a battle of national top 20 programs. In other action, Carnegie Mellon used a late TD pass to edge Grove City 23-20. Teal saw its hopes for a season-opening win dashed by a late field goal in a 16-13 setback to Juniata. Bethany was doubled up at home by Center 42-21, while St. Vincent fell to Bridgewater 23-7. PAC Player of the Week laurels went to Geneva quarterback Zach Hayward on offense, W&J defensive back B.J. Monticelli on defense, and Westminster defensive back Kyle Allen on special teams. Six PAC teams are in action this weekend, with Bethany, Thomas More, and Westminster all idle. A huge non-league matchup takes place at Cameron Stadium in Washington, as 1-0 Washington and Jefferson host 1-0 St. John Fisher at 1:30 p.m. Fisher is ranked 11th in the nation by D3Football.com after its nail-biting win over Thomas More, so a W&J victory would likely vault the Presidents into the national top 25. Fresh off their season-opening win at Muskingum, Waynesburg also looks to improve to 2-0, as the Yellow Jackets host 1-0 Frostburg State at Wiley Stadium at 1 p.m. After the Bobcats scored 56 points to prevail against Geneva in Week 1, Waynesburg head coach Rick Sheppes knows his defense will have its hands full as the Jackets try to remain unbeaten.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. You know, that was quite a score. You know, in talking to Gino after the game was played on Saturday, Frostburg is definitely a formidable opponent on offense. They're doing some nice things, trading the tight end and mixing run and pass to, not only to score points but to keep your offense off the field. So it will be a great challenge for our defense, coming off of an outstanding performance in Week 1.
St. Vincent remains at home Saturday at noon as the 0-1 Bearcats battle 0-1 Wooster at Chuck Knoll Field. The Bearcat offense struggled against Bridgewater and now faces a Scott squad coming off a 17-14 loss to Allegheny in its lid lifter. St. Vincent head coach Bob Colbert previews the matchup.
Well, the key to victory is to, number one, hold on to the ball on offense and again, get back to the simple things that get off the field on defense. Wooster is a very fast team. They have good team speed in all their positions, all their skill positions. Their quarterback is a very talented young man. He runs the ball very well, and he throws it very well. So our key is to just eliminate the offensive mistakes that we made, particularly, and then, as I said, get off the field on defense.
After its near miss against Juniata, 0-1 Teal looks to break its long skid on the road Saturday as the Tomcats travel to New York to face Rochester at noon in the Yellow Jackets season opener. Despite the loss Saturday, Tomcat head coach Kurt Reiser saw plenty of positives for his squad last weekend.
Well, I think we did some good things positively on the offensive side of the ball, being able to run the football. I thought Taylor Fink played well for us from the tailback position. And defensively, we were a little bit inconsistent at times. We stopped the run at times, but other times we gave up some big plays. So, and from a special team standpoint, we had a big return. But a couple other plays that didn't go our way. So we're just inconsistent right now and need to improve.
In other action, 0-1 Grove City opens its home slate as the Wolverines face 0-1 Anderson at Thorne Field with kickoff set for 1:30 p.m. The visiting Ravens are coming off a 46-0 shutout loss to Taylor in their season opener. Finally, Geneva continues its early season road trip with a noon kickoff at 1-0 Hobart in Geneva, New York. The Statesmen opened their season with an impressive 31-0 shutout of Dickinson Saturday. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest news and information on your favorite team, log on to our conference website at www.pacathletics.org. You can also follow us on both Facebook and Twitter with links available at the website. I'm Joe Onderko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.